Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking China with Professor Xiaozhu Pu of UNR for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Xiaozhu Pu. He is Assistant Professor of Political Science at UNR and our China expert. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
My pleasure.
You just got back from Taiwan.
Uh-huh.
What's the mood in Taiwan these days? Because there's been a change in leadership there and not so keen on working so well with the Chinese government.
Yeah, I think a great move to, in Taiwan, in Taiwanese society, is change. So for the past several years, the Taiwanese government, the so-called Republic of China government, they strengthened their economic cooperation with Beijing. And that has brought a lot of benefits for the Taiwanese society. But the distribution of these benefits are not equal. So a lot of people have all kinds of frustrations, especially the younger generation. So they want change. So that's why the ruling party, KMT, they lost greatly. But the opposition party, DPP, Democratic Progressive Party, they win the presidential and the legislative election. In the past months.
So now, do you think that's going to increase tensions between China and Taiwan?
I would say yes and no. Yes, in the sense that because the incoming ruling party will be a sort of pro-independence, traditional pro-independence political party, that might generate some sort of distrust, uncertainty across the Taiwan Strait. But I would say no, because even the incoming ruling party, they don't want to return back to the crisis situation before 2008. So they actually, the recent election is not primarily about pro-independence or pro-unification. It's primarily about the Taiwan's domestic policies.
So it looks like it would be a long ways off in the future to see it become a special administrative region, like Hong Kong or Macau.
So you mean...
Both Hong Kong and Macau are SARs, Special Administrative Regions of China.
Yeah.
And you don't see that happening in the foreseeable future for Taiwan.
Yeah, I think although from Beijing's perspective, Beijing wanted to use the formula, so-called one country, two system, to unify with Taiwan, but I don't think this formula will be likely to be accepted by the majority in Taiwan. I think for a long time, both sides, the realistic solution is maintain the status quo. So maintain the status quo. Even Beijing want to reunify with Taipei, I would say there must be some more creative solution. So maybe one country, two governments, maybe some other formula, but definitely the one country, two system is not widely accepted in Taiwan.
Let me ask you about this. I have a friend who consults with hotels and was just recently returned from China. And he said that the thing was kind of shocking to him was that at the malls that there was no business going on, that people weren't spending money, that most of the restaurants were empty. In fact, the only restaurant that was really busy was an American Sizzler restaurant. Have the Chinese people just looked at what's going on with the economy and gone, we're not spending any money?
Yeah, I think there are some serious problems in Chinese economy because the previous economic growth model heavily focused on investment, export-driven manufacturing. That model does not work very well. So I would say the Chinese economy is in a painful stage of transition. So in a transition period. Now, I think, plus the stock market is not good. So I think a lot of people in China are very concerned about the economic prospect. So that probably partially explains the phenomenon your friend described. But on the other hand, I think some of the fundamentals of China's economy are not that bad. I think the key issues is whether the government could implement the reform plan, the market-driven reform plan, successfully in the future.
Okay, and explain what the market-driven reform plan is.
They want to let the private sector to play a more important role. They want to increase the service sector in the economy, so not just rely upon heavy investment or those heavy industries. So those type of things. So and also they want to have a more knowledge-based economy, like this economy based on innovation rather than energy consumptions. So those type of things might bring some new opportunities for the Chinese economy. So,
but is the Chinese government prepared to get out of the way? Because for these things to happen, they would have to not be the prime mover within the economy, which they are.
That's exactly a big tension in China. So on the one hand, the Chinese leaders now, they have a very ambitious reform plan. They say, we want to transform China's economy into a more knowledge-based, innovative economy. That will be a more sustainable model. On the other hand, the Chinese government, especially the Chinese Communist Party, the leadership, they worry about their political stability. So in recent several years, they have tightened their political control. For many of the China experts outside of China or China watchers, they worry about the tension or even the contradictory, contradictory trend. On the one hand, they want to have more open, more knowledge-based economy, more innovation-based economy. On the other hand, they are tightening political control. I think I agree with you. It's very difficult, at least in the short term, it's difficult to really implement these reform plans successfully.
All right, let's take a break. More on China when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Xiaozhu Pu. He is an expert on China, and he's also an assistant professor of political science at UNR. So one of the things that it seems to me is that, from where the population was being increased to invest in the stock market and do other things like that, that now they have gone back to being their traditional role, which is of being savers. Mm. This is not good for the economy, though, correct?
Yeah, but on the other hand, I'm not too pessimistic, because some other factors also indicate that the Chinese government's reform plan is partially successful, because the automobile selling in China are booming, so a lot more people are buying cars. So even a lot of American companies like General Motors, they have had a very good year last year in China.
And they're building factories there.
Yeah. So I'm not saying, because the market of China is huge, so always there are some problems, but also there are some other opportunities. So.
Let me ask about Macau and base it on what happened with Hong Kong. Mm. I remember being in China just after the takeover of the Chinese government of Hong Kong. Mm. And in talking to people there, they said, we're not expecting the Chinese government to change Hong Kong. Mm. They wanted Hong Kong for what Hong Kong is, and that was to be an international business and banking center. Mm. And when you look at it, they've really been not 100% hands-off, but mostly hands-off, allowing Hong Kong to be Hong Kong. Mm. When they took back Macau, they encouraged American companies to come and invest heavily into Macau. Mm. And then there were all these crackdowns, and we talked about this the last time you were on the program, but what we're seeing now, it appears, is instead of the high rollers coming in and spending vast amounts of money, it looks like they're trying to bring more of the general population of China to come to Macau. Am I correct in my thinking there?
Yeah. So let me put it this way. For a few years, Macau, their economy was booming. That cannot be sustainable. So then, because a lot of corrupted officials, they play gambling in Macau, right? So when the Chinese government implemented the anti-corruption campaign, that reduced revenue for Macau. Macau is now facing huge problem. But on the other hand, Macau is also trying to transform its economic growth model. So not purely based on gambling industries. So even the Chinese top leader, Chinese President Xi Jinping, he visited Macau and he encouraged the local communities to try to create some new business. And also they have University of Macau, they heavily invest in the university, try to create some high-tech industries for the community. I think Macau also needs to transform its economy. Definitely. They cannot rely upon Chinese corrupt officials to support their economy on a long-term basis.
But what Singapore did was Singapore insisted they only gave two licenses out. And what they said to the gaming companies was, you have to do a lot more than gaming. Mm-hmm. It has to be conventions. It has to be restaurants. It has to be entertainment, shopping centers. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that that's what the government is pushing more now in Macau. Do I have that right?
Yes. They encourage them change their industries to serve more common people, the public, and also diversify their economy. So that's also the general guidance from the central government, suggestions.
What do you make of the idea of these new hotels that have been in the pipeline for several years and are now opening up in 2016 in Macau, where the government won't tell them how many gaming tables they're going to allow? Or if they are granting them, they're giving them half the amount of tables that they say they need. That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me because, Wynn, for example, says that, you know, how do they plan when they have no idea how many gaming tables they're going to be allowed to use? How do they hire?
Oh, I'm not sure about that, but I think the overall trend is that maybe the Chinese government wants Macau not purely rely upon the gaming industries. So that's probably one of the major factors.
Do you know when the bridge that is being built from Hong Kong to Macau is going to be completed?
I don't know that.
Okay, because right now, if you want to make that journey, it's by boat or hovercraft. But once that road opens up, I think that's going to be a lot more business. Let's take a break. Uh-huh. We'll talk about international adventures from China when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Are you going through a divorce? You risk losing your home, your money, your retirement, maybe even your kids. You need an attorney who's experienced here in the courtroom. Call me, Richard P. Davies, to get the results you need, because experience matters.
It's time for the huge store-wide clearance sale at Home Solutions at Ace. With savings throughout the store of up to 50% off. Everything priced to go. Buy any select Best Rocker recliner and get a second one free. With huge selection to choose from. Starting at just $5.99. And how about mattresses starting at just $88 for a twin? Save up to 50% off select bedroom sets. Save 30% off select floor model sofas. Just look for our clearance signs all over the store. Only at Home Solutions at Ace. The hardware store with an entire furniture center.
If you're suffering with diabetes, taking metformin, and being told insulin is now necessary, you need to get a copy of this free consumer report before it's too late and dialysis is your only option. Find out why these medications actually make things worse and why your doctors can't tell you about the most successful treatment that doesn't require any drugs or surgery. To get the free report many doctors don't want you to see, call the Consumer Education Hotline now, toll-free at 1-888-260-1919 and listen to the 24-hour recorded message.
If you've been injured in an accident, you shouldn't have to worry about medical bills, getting your car repaired, or losing time at work. Let me worry about that. The only thing you need to worry about is getting healthy again. Call me, Richard P. Davies, because experience matters.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with China expert Shaju Pu, who is an assistant professor of political science at UNR. So President Xi Jinping has been traveling around the world, and most recently he ended up in both Iran and also Saudi Arabia. What do you make of this?
I think, let me put it this way, for several decades, the Chinese government, their guiding principle for diplomacy is play a low-profile role. So that's Deng Xiaoping's guiding principle. There are a lot of debates in China whether the Chinese government should continue to maintain a low profile or should play a more active role. Definitely, it appears that Chinese new president Xi Jinping, he has pursued a much more active global diplomacy. So I think his recent visit to Saudi Arabia and Iran is part of his active global diplomacy. So,
do you think that China is trying to be more of an arms player in terms of supplying arms in the Middle East?
I'm not sure that's the major factor, because China's interest in Middle East concern, I think primarily are business and economic interests, not military.
And oil.
And oil, yeah, definitely energy supplier from these Middle East countries. I don't think the military factor is a major factor. So.
But this is now. What will this do for China's economy with the low price of oil? How does this benefit China?
Of course, I think conventionally China should be the biggest should benefit enormously from the low oil price. So because they could reduce manufacturing cost, but given China has a lot of other economic problems, so China, it's not that obvious. So the benefits are not obvious, are not salient, given China's other problems. Because the oil price also reduce the manufacturing cost for China's competitors. Because like Vietnamese factories, Indonesian factories, they also enjoy the benefit of the lower oil price. So.
All right. Let me talk to you about this. Nuclear power in China, is this continuing to grow? Or are we looking at other renewables instead of nuclear energy?
Nuclear energy, I think overall nuclear energy is growing in China, because China has huge energy demand. So, and also, like, the environmental protection is a big consideration. So China cannot rely upon the consumption of coal or some other. So I think nuclear energy is a big part of China's energy policy, I think.
And what about renewables? I mean, are you seeing that industry taking off in China?
Yeah, the government heavily invests in the renewable energy, because as I said, China has huge environmental pollution problem. So the government has real incentives to encourage these renewable energy industries. So through tax reduction, other financial incentives to encourage renewable energy industries.
Let me ask you about a company that most Americans are aware of because of the IPO is Alibaba. And how do you compare Alibaba to, say, an Amazon in the United States?
In a sense, similar. The only difference, I think, is that China has huge number of online shoppers. So that's partially explain why Alibaba is booming in China, so attract a lot of investors. So because now online shopping is very popular in China, so.
But now it's interesting you bring that, because, for example, there's quite a bit of censorship with the news media, for example, on the internet in China. What about commerce? Is there any form of censorship there?
Not that obvious. I think for like political news, sometimes that could be sensitive or even censored, but the commercial news, I think that's much more open. So, yeah.
When you look at, for example, Central and South America, China has invested a lot of money into projects for minerals and things like that. But now the Chinese economy is slowing down. A lot of those projects are failing. What do you see China's role in the near future in the developing world beyond China?
Yeah, I think I agree with you in a sense that China's now, like a lot of Latin American countries like Brazil, some other countries, Venezuela, they have huge economic problems, partially, maybe even primarily driven by China's economic slowing down, because China's demand for energy, oil is declining. That generated huge problem for a lot of Latin American countries. I think this will be a long-term problem if China's economy continues to slow down. So,
and do you believe it is going to continue to slow down?
Yes, I think to some extent, China, it's inevitable because China's economy has entered into a new stage. It's already the second largest economy. When an economy enters into a more advanced stage, the economic growth rate will slow down. Given also, plus China, as I said before, is in a painful transition from the old growth model to a new model. In a transition period, the economic growth rate will not be very high. So maybe 5%, 6% at most in the future.
But compared to the United States, that's huge.
I mean, but yeah, but for China, it's still a developing emerging economy. So 5%, 6% is not that high. Compared with like 10 years ago, it's always double-digit growth.
Right.
So
it's not like it's going backwards. It's just the rate of growth.
So we will not see a double-digit growth anymore, I think. Okay. For China.
It's always fascinating to have you on the program. Okay. I really appreciate you being here, and please come back again.
Okay, my pleasure.
And join us.
My pleasure.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When you're thinking of hiring a personal injury attorney,
you don't want to have to hire someone that flies in from Vegas.
We live here. You can meet with us today. Call us.
Let us fight for you.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
A medical marijuana card is not a license to drive under the influence.
If you get high and drive, you will be spending time with us, if you're lucky.
When you use medical marijuana, don't get behind the wheel.
Be smart, Nevada. The life you save may be yours.
Watch Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.